thank you.
And I would like to know the work of the committee.
Any objection? None. Thank you. Over to you, Chief.
Good morning, honorable members, members from the department. First of all, I would like to express my apologies for having to start late due to the fact that we have so many committees this morning, and most of our members are sitting in different committees, so my sincere apologies. Our agenda for this morning is a briefing by the department and the consideration and adoption of the program and consideration and adoption of outstanding minutes. I would like then to take this opportunity because of constraints of time, we are not going to introduce ourselves this morning. But I'm sure we are quite familiar with one another in this room. If I'm allowed by the meeting to proceed straight away to our agenda. Can we then give this opportunity to the department to introduce themselves? Perhaps what we'll do each time we talk from the member side, we'll just say who we are. Over to the department.
Good morning, members. I'm Nomazotho Memani. I am from the Ministry of Women, Children and Persons with Disabilities.
Good morning, members. I'm Sandim Bacha from the Ministry.
Good morning, members. I'm Sendo Bulia from the Ministry.
Members, I think maybe this is an unusual thing that we normally do, usually do. Can we just quickly introduce ourselves?
I'm Julia Dicetelo from the UCDP. Thank you.
I'm Hope Mohan, and I'm from the INC.
Patty Duncan from the Democratic Alliance.
Denise Robinson from the Democratic Alliance.
I'm Lucy Jameson from the University of Cape Town Children's Institute.
Good morning, I'm Pam from PNG.
Naomi Jansen. I'm from the Law Society of South Africa.
I'm Gary Rowder from the Research Unit of Parliament.
Kristen Evendale, a researcher for this committee.
Ashwa Abrams, research of the committee.
My name is Dorothy Ramudibe.
Nelly Sanobatana from the sector.
Thank you for the introduction, although I started by saying that due to the constraints of time, we won't be introducing ourselves, but it actually looked very much abnormal because, you know, if you are not comfortable to sit in the room and listen or speak to people who don't even know who you are. So thank you, members. Over to you, Department.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson. I would like to explain that our presentation will be the presentation from the President, as we are aware that the OSW, OSGP, and the Children's Rights Committee were under President. So the presentation will be the presentation of 2009 to March 2008 to 2009. Thanks for that correction. So I hand it over to you, Zane.
Thank you. Thank you, honorable members. This presentation is 2008 and 2009. It was still at that time located in the President's office. And we just go through a quick brief of the GDC. The mandate was that these three programs were allocated and situated in the presidency to give support to the president, deputy president, and the minister in the presidency to execute their executive responsibilities, issuing pertaining women, gender equality, disability, and the rights for people with disabilities. The core functions of the programs were which were all aligned through the different units, which was policy development and management, mainstreaming of gender, children's rights, disability consolidation in all policies and programs, practices and projects. Coordination and planning function were the focal points in government sectors, and these were bodies looking at parliamentarians, provincial legislatures, structures, local governments, and private sector business, labor, and labor society in general. You work on advocacy, which focus on awareness raising campaigns and emerging issues. Facilitating capacity building for mainstreaming processes, and these were to ensure that people with disabilities are mainstream within government as well, and looking at gender issues. Monitoring, evaluation, and reporting progress were made with the basis of the human rights dignity issue taken into consideration. Specific research done around women, children, and persons with disabilities, and checking what and looking at benchmarking what we have in South Africa. Compliance with the regional and international obligations and commitments, that was looking at the AU, the UN, and SADC. Networking with other stakeholders nationally and globally. The three offices, together with the Office of the Chief Director, has been in the presidency and focused around working in the policy, service, and advisory unit in the presidency, and that's where it was located. These three programs were very well placed at that time in terms of the most vulnerable groups in South Africa, and had it as one of its in highest office. And now that we have the ministry, it's still located at a key strategic department. I'll just go through the report around the performance for 2008-2009. ORC is the Office on the Rights for Children, and the KRA for the first one was mainstreaming child-centered governance approach. Honorable members, I would like just to inform you that my colleagues from the various programs could not attend this meeting due to budget constraints, so are between the three different presentations taking you through that. The achievement was to increase participation of municipalities in the national children's rights process, and the expenditure for this particular KRA was 400,000 Rand. Sorry, I'm just going through my hard copy as well as looking through the computer. The next KRA was policy work, and there's no expenditures figure there, but I've got it on my hard copy, which was 120,924 Rand spent here, and it was to develop policy for the advancement of the children's rights in South Africa. And the final draft on this was ready in 2009. Capacity building was, the expenditure there was 190,999 Rand and 50 cents. And those 190,999.50. Sure. That was 120,924,00. The main thing was conducting and mainstreaming policies around MNE and child participation for the rights and responsibilities for children, and that was a key indicator that they worked around there. In terms of advocacy, the expenditure there was 1.2 million. And this was in terms of looking at the commemorating the Day of the African Child, celebrating the National Children's Day, and then also looking at the xenophobic incidents that we had in Alexandra, where lots of these refugee kids were displaced from their families, and quite a bit of work went into trying to get these kids again placed with their loved ones and families and parents. Advocacy, the expenditure there was 176,000 Rand. The Junior G8 Summit in Japan was attended by two deputy directors, and from there quite a bit of input was made, South Africa input in the summit, and made significant changes in terms of the summit. The IDDP processes in Musina Municipality, this is where we looked at children from the UK and looking at the rights of children in South Africa and coordinating the two programs together in terms of strengthening the children's policies. Coordinating the Children's Rights Advisory Council, the expenditure there was 200,000 Rand. Monitoring and evaluation, there was 120,000 Rand spent, and that was mainly spent on performance evaluation and planning meetings throughout the country. 120,000. We're still on MNE, quarterly performance tracking meetings within the provincial offices and the rights meetings were held. What has happened in this KRA is that the office used to have quarterly meetings with all the officers based in the Premier's office, and that was in all 9 provinces, and also looking at the civil society. And the expenditure there was 110,000 rand, which leaves us with a total spending of 2.7 million rand for ORC. Sorry that I didn't have the figures on the slides, but there will be a full audit financials provided within the week coming. The financials are still being finalized and audited for 2008-2009, and it will be made available to the portfolio committee. We now move on to OASDP, which is the Office on the States of Disabled Persons, and we have changed the name in the Ministry for the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. So there is been quite a big change in terms of the name change, and also the after signing the UN Convention and ratifying it, we then have to also be in line with what is worldwide recognize it's the rights of persons with disability. The first KRA was mainstreaming disability, and the expenditure there was 100,000 rand. Looking at research work and looking at the target of 2% of people with disabilities employed within government, and working with the Department of Public Service and Administration was coming out with a handbook on reasonable accommodation and the job access program in terms of employing people with disabilities. The job access process is a finalized document which TPSA holds, and the OSDP gave him quite a bit of input to that document in terms of reasonable accommodation and how to employ people with disabilities and to ensure that people with disabilities are retained in the work environment. Ensuring persons with disabilities and their families exist in programs, and the ISIMBISO and the NCOP participation meetings, their 10,000 rand was spent. And that was attending the ISIMBISO's as well as making input around disability and awareness raising at the ISIMBISO's. Mainstreaming and capacity building. Workshops on the United Nations Convention. As we know that as a country, we've signed and ratified the UN Convention, and we were one of the first 10 countries in the world to do that, as well as being the lead in terms of finalizing the convention to the UN. The expenditure there was 450,000 rand. Then we had the annual campaigns and events, and 3rd of December, International Day with Persons with Disabilities. An amount of 300,000 rand was spent in that year. And in July 2008, the National Disability Summit was held, and there 400,000 rand was spent. Now, at the National Disability Summit, we had all the provinces attending, as well as members of the JMC then, as well as business and various DPOs, which is Disabled People's Organizations and Rights for Persons with Disabilities. It was well attended, and it gave some sort of direction to see where disability needs to move into South Africa. Mainstreaming and capacity building, we're still there. People with disabilities selected part of the reference group for the SENAC. What has happened with the HIV and AIDS program, we then found and seen that people with disabilities weren't represented in the SANEC, and we then, as a program then, had a reference group and appointed people with disabilities to sit on the SANEC board in terms of looking at HIV and AIDS and looking at the disability and the impact on disability, having contracted HIV or AIDS. The expenditure for there was 20,000 rand. And then we look at the National Disability Machinery, which the expenditure of 350,000 rand was spent there. Now, the National Disability Machinery consists of TPOs, national departments, provincial departments, and they then are constituted to see what are the rights and advisory service to the program at that time. It's still in existence, and through the National Disability Machinery, disability has been even elevated in terms of where it was and where it is moving to. Certain corporate companies has bought into the fact of employing people with disabilities, and Acetal Metal Steel was one of the forerunners looking at the corporate that is embarking on this program, and the various banks as Absa, First National Bank and Standard Bank has also joined and moved on. Total South Africa and other petroleum companies is bought into it, and they're really looking at employing and keeping and retaining people with disabilities and looking at improving learnerships of persons with disabilities. Policy work. The National Draft Disability Policy was drafted. What we then did is we took the INDS and the UN Convention and looked at what was short in the INDS and looked at the UN Convention and then developed a new policy on guidelines and looking at the disability issue. This is at its draft stage. With the in the ministry, it would now go through the various cabinets and then obviously come to the NCOP and National Assembly, and then we're looking at having a finalized policy there. The expenditure spent on that was 200,000 rand. The first state party conference, the total amount of expenditure there was spent was 300,000 rand, and this was where South Africa had to go back to the UN and give its first report in terms of what we as a country have signed and ratified is doing, and also looking at having one of the TPO members to be a part of the reference group sitting at the UN in terms of the disability in South Africa. We also chair the, or we co-chair the African position around the UN and around persons with disabilities there. In the M&E, quarterly performance tracking, and that total expenditure there was 200,000 rand. And this again is like the ORC with having various meetings with the provinces as well as national departments. And then if you look at the next one, visit government departments to track the 2% target of employment of persons with disabilities. Obviously, as a country, we haven't reached the 2% target in total. I can say that we're sitting at 1.4% of persons with disabilities employed. Reason one that we haven't reached the target is that the slow turnaround of finding people with disabilities around employing and also the reasonable accommodation. As a program, we then went to departments and looked at the reasonable accommodations and taking them through. Also, we looked at the levels of people employed within the departments, and we found that quite a number of employees or officials were employed at a much more lower level than looking at your middle management or senior management, as well as up to your DG level. And the focus around increasing employment was working in collaboration with the Department of Public Service and Administration, as well as Department of Labor, to track the various departments and ask for full reports on that. We're looking at the 15-year review on the impact and policies of programs on disabilities, and there 150,000 rand was spent in terms of the policy and reviewing the 15-year review, looking at the 10-year review of government as well. Total amount spent for OSDP was 2.5 million rand. In your pack, there's another section called donor funding or Danish economic empowerment. And that gives the progress report on this. There were three activities around this. The first activity was development of four sheltered or protective workshops. And the workshops that were selected were two very rural workshops. And the other two were urban-based workshops. The first one was Delakong Protective Workshop, which was in Limpopo, very rural. The urban one was Tembeletu Protective Workshop in Guguletu, here in the Western Cape. Johannesburg Council for the Disabled in Lanesia, Gauteng. And Delo Disabled Cooperative, which was based in Kwakwa, Free State, was the other rural project. Activity two was to develop a database for professionals with disabilities. And now you can see how this particular program coincides with the work of the OSDP, was to develop some sort of database of all intellectual and professional people with disabilities so that they could be employed within government and to help and assist government to get to the 2%. The activity three was to increase the capacity around disability movements and to increase the entrepreneurship around young people with disabilities in the workplace. The development of the database and professionals with disabilities, we've developed a website called www.jobaccess.co.za where people with disabilities would register their CVs on there, and various corporate companies as well as government departments would advertise job vacancies on there. And this is an exclusive website only for persons with disabilities, and it's one of its first that was developed. And thereafter, the consultants have ledged onto it, like PAG, Cousins, and various others, seeing that there's a niche market, and they followed us, and obviously through the various employment agencies, people with disabilities have also been placed in the corporate sector. The expenditure for 2008-2009, and these are funds that was received from the Danish government for this particular project, was 3 million rand, 3 million plus. Total funds committed at 2008-2009 was 2.5 million, and the total funds paid out at that date was 1.8 million. Now, the total funds that were paid out were funds allocated for the protective and sheltered workshops, as well as to develop the database of persons with disabilities. And if we look at what the total amount that was left over in your packet, it shows you a quite a good graph on how the money was spent and how money was remaining over and where the future of the money was going to be spent. I can say that this particular project has been finalized in end of 2009, and it was successfully delivered where we had a complete handbook on how to convert a protective or sheltered workshop into a viable entity. It was also a handbook where departments and organizations could use and track in terms of the developments and how to ensure that persons with disabilities are being taken, their needs being taken care of. And various organizations which was part of this was one of them, which I can say in Cape Town, was the Cape Craft Institute, which worked with these protective workshops and developed them in such a way where the wares are now being sold on the internet overseas, as well as the Mzansi shops, which are based in Sandton City and in the Western Cape. And these organizations have been empowered so much that they can't keep up with the orders that they're getting from over through the internet. So in terms of economic empowerment, it is working, it's sustainable, and various departments have worked and worked towards this for the sustainability to see that it's there. As the program at that time and up till now, we're still tracking the sustainability around the issues of persons with disabilities within those projects. Now we move on to the OSW, which is the Office on the Status of Women. And the achievements are quite almost the same like the others, but in fact this particular program had quite a bit of indicators as well as key results and quite a bit of achievements in terms of what has happened around women and gender and the 50-50 campaign. The first one, which was a total budget use, the IDC and EDCON sponsored the coordination and donor roundtable meeting with the UN and the embassies, and there was no budget spent. Research around the 15-year gender review report, a total budget of 100,000 rand was spent in this. Gender profiling to develop terms in reference of the national gender machinery and gender profiling report. Here's a total budget of 750,000 rand was spent. The Australian South Africa Harmful Tradition Practice Project. The department held a few seminars on the CEDAW and Article 5, and the NGM and representatives made quite a bit of input around this. There, the amount of 32,820 rand was spent. That was at the CEDAW, yes. The key results here to provide strategic direction and support around government and government departments as well as municipality, the supporting provinces that worked with it, and metro municipalities were Limpopo, Mpumalanga, Northern Cape, and then all obviously the metros there. Then we've got collaboration with Palama. Yeah, no funding was used because the OSW, in partnership and in collaboration with Palama, they sourced funding for this particular program and training, so no financial implementation was done yet. To support the gender mainstreaming and the training manual, 17,500 was spent here. 17500. Coordinating meetings with the National Gender Machinery, the GFP, and provincials offices in for the Office on the Status of Disabled Persons, a amount of 450,312 rand was spent here. Collaborating with departments of arts and culture, we're looking at the National Women's Day celebration here. A small budget was spent here of 10,000 rand only. The Department of Arts and Culture took most of the account in terms of hosting the National Women's Day in the Northwest Province. And then the DP program to celebrate the President's contribution for women's empowerment and National Women's Month, a total amount of 274,945 rand was spent on that project. The 16-day activism campaign, budget of 34,200 was spent here. And Men as Partners project, money wasn't spent there. The CEDAW report, which the report was launched and submitted to the UN, an amount of 143,690.04 was spent there. Then the India Brazil South Africa initiative, the IPSA, this meeting was attended by delegates of or officials from the department, as well as the late Minister Mantu, and the amount of 97,369 was spent on that. That's my report around the three programs, which was in 2008, 2009, and I said the audited financials will be forwarded once they're made available through the presidency, and then we would forward it to the portfolio committee. Thank you.
Thank you very much for the presentation. I would now allow members to make comments, questions of clarity, any questions. Okay. Okay, Member Robinson, Member Mahat.
Thank you, Chair. I'm glad to hear that there were some things happening, because I feel that we as a committee were totally uninvolved and uninformed. And I think this is a serious shortcoming. I'm interested to hear that people went to Brazil and there were delegates and so on, but we have never had any sort of a report back. And I want to make an appeal that this committee is taken into the confidence of the minister and the officials. There's no way that we can have oversight or we can contribute unless we know what is going on and can participate as well. So this information is well received at this stage, but can I ask for a different approach in the years to come? Thank you.
Thank you, Honourable Chairperson. I'd like to thank the department for the report.
But my concern is that we are doing the 2008-2009 annual report. And the department is correct by saying we were situated within the presidency. And I think within this meeting, we should have sat with the annual report. Because when the other departments come, they're going to bring the annual report. So that we could compare what you did then with what you said within the meetings. I think that will be important. And we're not sitting with that annual report. Because even if just that portion was in the president's report, you know, you give the president's report and say, here is our portion. Because there's quite a number of questions that we can ask you when we go back, you know, into that report. We have a list of questions, and I don't think we're going to do justice to it. By asking you things, and you won't be able to tell us. Because we can start with what was appropriated to you. Because we add up everything you give, it comes out to 7.5. But according to the appropriation then, this department received the final appropriation was 14.332 million. So how do we compare if we don't have things here with us? So that's the only thing that I want to say. Now, how far are we going to get with this report? Thank you.
Can I give the department the opportunity to respond, especially to the latter, you know, or comment, whereby I really agree with the member that there is no way that we can question the expenditure when you don't know what the budget was. And perhaps maybe we will hear from the department as to whether they will be able to do that, because you can't really ask why did you ask, I mean, why did you spend this much, because you've got no way to compare, or why did you spend this less, because you don't have any figures to compare to. Can I give this over to the department?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Honourable Member Robinson, you questioning around the reporting of various travels and the approach. There are reports in terms of when they returned back and what actually happened in terms of international visits and the program of action on those can be made available and will be made available to the honorable members. And obviously take into account the caution around the approach on taking things forward in the department. Yes, we would definitely look at the various cautionary comments that was made. Honorable Mahas, the 08-09 report, the presidency comes up with a full report, and we needed then to extract amounts from there. And that's why I said once the audited financials are done, it would be then made available to the House as well as all honourable members. In terms of, and I agree with you, you definitely need to compare figures that has been put down in terms of figures that are presented here. And then ask the relevant questions. I humbly appeal that we will definitely make these financials available, and you could then go through them once you have that. Thanks.
Sorry. It's also that, just to clarify, that when this financial is, when it was before the establishment of the department in the ministry, it was in the third parliament. So whatever would have been given in terms of the interaction with the committee, I think it would be the joint committee.
the department have to hold themselves accountable for the previous years too, because you've given us a previous year report.
Continue.
It is noted what Honorable Malkos is saying, and I think in the last meeting when we came to make a presentation in this portfolio committee, we were asked to bring this particular report, and I think my colleague was just trying to clarify that the women's minister, that is the Department of Women, was only established it now. But then I think we have taken note, and I will make all the documentation available in the next meeting. And then the audited report, as my colleague has explained, that it's not available yet. And as soon as it is available, and together with the annual report, we'll come and present it to the portfolio committee.
Thank you. I have noted Member Duncan, followed by Member Chitello, and then Member Robinson.
Thank you, Chairperson. I also want to say thank you for the presentation. What I would like to know is whether our secretary or secretariat invited the minister to be here today. If not, I would like to know why. And then I would also want to suggest that we do get the minister in as well, because we haven't seen her last year. There's a whole lot of questions that is outstanding, which still needs to be answered. And I mean, after this presentation, there's going to be plenty more. So I just want Jelly to know whether, yes, what else? Thanks.
Well, thank you, Chair. Mine is just a comment. I'm just making an appeal that seeing that this report is dealing with figures, can't we get the report in earlier or in good time so that we can just go through it before we come? I know that we are opening the first meeting, but can't we get this type of report in a bit earlier than the date of the meeting? Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. Just following on from what my colleague Malka said, and bearing in mind what you said, that this relates to previous years and before the formation of this committee, I want to point out, though, I accept that for some activities, but what about the 16 days of activism, things that happened within our term of office? Why was it that arts and culture had to foot so much of the bill? Why was it that we were not made aware of activities that were going on, and why were we not invited? I don't think one can say that this committee should be uninvolved and that this is just something for some people somewhere. Even if we don't attend, I think we should be given the information and make the choice ourselves whether we can or want to be there. But we can't have departments and portfolio committees and ministries working in total isolation from one another. If we're going to be effective and we're going to support women, children, people with disabilities, I reckon this needs to be a closer partnership. Thank you.
Thanks, Honourable Member. Over to the department.
Thanks, Honourable Chair. On I think it was there was a cabinet decision taken in 2005. That all national days should be sort of given to the Department of Arts and Culture to run. So the budgets were allocated to arts and culture specifically, be able to, and I think also it was linked to issues of lack of capacity in the presidency to run with those days. So there was a cabinet decision in 2005 that was taken to allocate lots of all the resources for those national days to arts and culture. And I take note on the issue of lack of invitation to the participation of the committee on then that's so far from last year going forward.
That all have we have all our
question been noted, and because I think there was also something raised by the Honourable then as to whether it's noted. Are you satisfied, members?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Chair, there was a question that was directed to the Secretary of the Portfolio Committee with regard to the invitation to the Minister. But what normally happens, I am the Special Advisor to the Minister, he is the Special Advisor to the Minister. And then the Minister was in hospital and she is still not very well. And what she does sometimes, most of the time she sends us to come and sit in these meetings. And she takes these committee meetings as very important. She respects the committee. I think it was just an oversight for us not to apologize for the minister or state the state of health of the minister at this point in time. Thanks.
Thank you. I think we, from the committee side, we wish the minister a speedy recovery. And at the same time, we are saying that yes, I think we will be very, very happy if we can see that. We don't have to invite the minister special. We don't have to issue a special invitation to the minister. I mean, the minister is part of the department. So if the department is coming to pray, we would really appreciate to see the minister itself, you know, with the department, because there are other political questions that then could be addressed to the minister. I saw a hand. Mm-hmm. Member Malchus and Member Duncan.
Thank you, Honourable Chairperson. Another concern that I would like to bring up about the report is the status of the programs. Because when you look at this report, I don't tell you whether something is completed or not. So I think that's important, because with some you do have achievements, but with others, you know, if you look through it, it is activities. So that is the problematic about the report, because you have to see what goes over into the next year. And I'll start over. Thank you.
Member Duncan?
Thank you, Chair. I would like to know from the department, since we know that the ORC and all of these machineries are now going to exit by the end of March, I would like to know whether the department developed a handover report. It's very important for us to know that. And if so, will that report tell us what is outstanding and what are the new challenges? And in case they do have such a report, whether that could be made available as soon as possible for us to be able to, when the exit takes place, that we at least know what we are going to have to deal with after, you know, from 1st April 2010. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Honourable Machas, your question has been noted, and we would then look at the different format in terms of reporting, and also indicate the concern that you have. Honourable Duncan, when the ministry was formed, the entire staff and complement of the staff and the programs was moved over to the ministry. So in terms of, there are reports in terms of what each program has done and taking it forward to the ministry. there's not really an exit report in terms of closing down. It's more of ongoing and improving and bettering the programs, because now as a department we have now bigger obligations and hopefully more funding and resources that would come in to better these programs and make it more sustainable, and obviously employing more complement of staff would then just enrich the department even more. Thank you, Matt.
Let me thank you, the department, for their responses, and hope that, you know, because we have the return that when you've got the follow-up issues that you don't have on record, they just vanish into the air, and hope that those outstanding questions and those issues that you said you'll be looking into will see their way to us. And let me also say that we hope that in the next coming report we will see more improvement in terms of disability, I mean people with disability being employed, you know, in senior levels, because I don't think I would agree that we don't have, you know, capable people in that sector who can occupy those key positions. And also that I think it's also important that what we see here on paper, we actually see it out there when we go out there, especially with regards to the involvement of the civil society and the campaigns that we see here. I think we would really appreciate in future when we see those things, you know, practically, and not just get them when they get to be reported to you. Member Duncan?
Chairperson, yes. I would like to know, I don't think I've seen an organigram of the new ministry. I could be mistaken, but I think it is important because one would want to know, you know, in each sector how many people are employed as yet and how many we still need, and also, like the chairman said, to ensure that 2% target is reached, because I think that we need to set the example. So if there is one, then can the department please make it available to us? Thanks.
Thanks, Chair. It was tabled in the last meeting, the organogram with the strategic framework, but then we can provide the Honourable Member with that information. At this point in time, there are no appointments that have taken place yet, but the post of the Director General was advertised last year. And then I think in the next week there will be shortlisting and interviews, because the minister wants to appoint the director general as soon as possible. At this point, what has happened is, as a minister, she absorbed all the staff from OSW, OCP, and the ORC. So that's how we are functioning at this point in time. That's how we are functioning, and then there's gonna be a legal transfer of those individuals into the department.
Okay, thank you. I think I still have these powers that have been vested to me this morning. But let me then thank the department and hope to see you again. because as you said that, you know, what you were giving us here, which was asked, what I asked, was from the, you know, the previous term. So thank you very much. And let me also thank the members.
You are released. Mr. President, can I perhaps request just a 5-minute break before we go on to the next session? Thank you. Thank you.
We won't be able to even adopt the minutes of the program. So I don't want just to delay you, take your time unnecessarily, because we will have to repeat the exercise, you know. So can I then be allowed to adjourn this meeting? Okay. Thank you.